FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is March 20th, 2017. Hard to believe we're almost a quarter of the way through the year. And, well, hey, you just have to look and see what's going on in the left coast, what's happening in California to really see what we're up against here, what you're up against. And to get the best idea of what's happening there, we always look at therealside.com with our good friend Joe Messina. And Joe is with us now. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Kerry?
Hey, I'm doing. But my goodness, like, how do you get these people here? I mean, where do they come from? What do they want? And Jesus, I mean, what are they doing here? I just don't understand any of this. This is like a foreign country, California.
Country, nothing. You're giving them too much credit. They're like a whole different planet. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to California, Trump comes into power. They're not going to do anything he says. They're going to fight him around every corner. He's not their president. They want to do Cal exit. Oh, and by the way, will you send us $100 billion because we don't know how to manage money? Think about that. It's like your 17-year-old yelling at you and screaming at you on how you've ruined their lives. They walk out the door and come back in and say, you know, can I have $50 to go to my friend's house? It's like, hello, really? I know you and I were talking about this earlier, how that we've been taxed for infrastructure repairs. We've been taxed to have the dams fixed and all of that. So the money went to different areas because, hey, we weren't going to have to fix the dams. We weren't going to get rain for another 30 years. Right. Mm-hmm. And now we had the deluge of rain. It's the worst it's been in a couple of decades. And they're expecting more. Actually, today they're expecting another major rainstorm. And guess what? They can't fix the dams because they have no money.
Yeah, like, what was that about? You had a bond issue and they fixed the dams that didn't need to be fixed. But there was, wasn't there a report about the Oroville Dam that the spillways were in danger and it needed attention because the spillways might not survive? And here we are 10 years later, and that's exactly what happened.
Yep. Well, not even that. What about the bridges? See, when you think of bridges, we think of those big span bridges, you know, and here in California, there's a boatload of these little minor bridges all over the place, up in the woods, up in the mountains. I shouldn't say the woods, but up in the mountains and along the coastlines. In the last major rainstorms, they had about 10 or 15 of those give away. And what it does is you wipe out a whole area that you can no longer get to by land. You know, you can helicopter in and out, but that's about it. And what do they want? They want help from President Trump now. They want emergency money kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's just nuts.
Well, we should all subsidize California because you guys are so responsible and you spend your money so wisely. But you just legalized marijuana. Take the tax money from that.
Day now, right?
No, it's going to be a tax windfall.
Yeah, well, you say that, right? You think about what happened to Colorado and the problems they're having there. But come back to California for a second. You know, again, you and I talked about this before. We make up 16% of the country's population. We make up 31% of welfare money. Mm. Right? I mean, come on.
Well,
give me a break.
Reasonable.
And we want more help. Because we add so much to the economy, according to Jerry the Bonehead Brown.
Yeah, well.
My words, not yours.
It's just amazing. It is amazing when you look at it. You just can't believe that the state could get in that situation. It hasn't even been that long, you know. When was Pete Wilson governor? Was it 25 years ago?
Yeah, he had his little issues too to speak of, but even so, not like this. I mean, Jerry didn't like infrastructure in the 70s. He didn't like him again when he got in his first term, and now all of a sudden we need infrastructure repair. Well, you know, it truly is. This is not a joke. It truly is crumbling at this point in time.
Yeah, that's for sure. And his father, Edmund Brown, was a major, and he was Democrat too, let's face it, but he was a major proponent of infrastructure. Many of the dams that are now falling apart and the bridges and the aqueducts were built by Edmund Brown. Now, how do you square that? Obviously, he was a guy who never listened to anything his father said, right?
Well, his dad was the establishment. Remember, you know, this was, we call him Governor Moonbeam for a reason. You know, this was the guy that was Linda Ronstadt. Remember, he was dating Linda Ronstadt when he was governor of California because he was so groovy, you know?
Yeah.
Can I use that term still? Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was appropriate back then. I don't know about now.
But he's got, you know, when you see his what do they call it, the portrait that he has there at the State House, you know, you're walking along the wall and they have all the governors and they're all very, very, very nice portraits. And then you get to his, and his looks like Salvatore Dali painted his portrait. That's exactly what it looks like. Really. I mean, seriously, like a bad LSD trip. And I know some of your people there may not like that, but hey, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you just look and you just see, like, I remember first coming to California as an adult in my early 20s, and the place was paradise on earth, really, from the north to the south. It was crazy. It was always a crazy place, but it was so much fun. The infrastructure was great. I mean, the place worked, and now it's so dysfunctional. Nothing works right. And every time you look, something is going wrong in the state.
You know, it's run by 2/3 Democrats now. So here's the deal. California, now that they have two-thirds of the Dems run both houses, they can pretty much pass anything. They do not need a Republican because it requires 2/3 of vote to raise taxes. And so they'll do whatever they darn well want to please. And I was telling you, now they're pushing through a bill. The Republicans can't stop or get in the way to allow 17-year-olds to vote. Now, here's a group of people who probably haven't graduated from high school yet. They're still under the influence of you know, these very, very liberal teachers. They can't enter into a contract. Think about that. They can't even buy their own cell phone and enter into a monthly contract for a cell phone, but they can go vote for their elected officials. It's just amazing to me. So we don't care about anything. So now we're going to have 17-year-olds that can vote. We'll have inmates that are able to vote. We'll have illegals that are able to vote, and dead people. The Dems will never lose power in California.
Yeah. Well, you know, you never know what's going to happen, though. Trends do change. Things do change. Okay. Look, who would have thought that the Midwest would turn from the blue wall to the red fortress? But here we are. It changed, didn't it?
Yeah, but I'm with you, but I think that the reason it changed was they're just tired. They were tired of getting screwed all the time. They were tired of you know, I don't know any other way to say it, but take it, you know, just constantly getting beat on by the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You remember Nancy Pelosi? Have you heard the term blue collar worker lately? I mean, really?
Not from the Dems, no.
Okay. So last year, there was a flip. You and I even talked about this last year. I said, it's really interesting. They've dropped the term blue-collar worker, and now they're calling them low-information voters. Mm-hmm. And she's saying that these people don't get the news. They don't get information. They get what they get out of their conservative programs. And, you know, they're out tilling the field, so they don't really read much. They don't get much information. I'm thinking, oh, they're losing. They're losing their foundational blue collar worker. And instead of admitting that they can't get their message across, they're just calling them stupid. I mean, in essence, are they not?
Yeah. No respect. And they're bitter clingers that cling on to their guns and their religion. And so no wonder, right? No wonder.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Anyway. Yes.
When there's a collapse in California, which is kind of inevitable, I mean, California is like $1 trillion or $2 trillion in debt, isn't it?
Yeah, they have 200. What the heck was it last time I looked? It was $274 billion in pension debt.
Yeah,
they're 200. Yeah, it's outrageous, out of control. And what do? They keep adding to it. And you know more about this than I do. They keep talking about these actuaries that were coming in at, you know, 6% and 7%. And I'm thinking to myself, how does that happen? I mean, nobody is getting a return on their investment for 6% or 7%, right? Mm-hmm. Or am I wrong?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, yeah, I think, you know who's getting that return and more? The guy, the bookie, you know, Joey the bookie and the loan shark. They get great returns. But in the real economy, the legal economy, no. It's very difficult to get any kind of decent return. Unless you're psychic, You know,
right.
Precious metals been going up a little this year, but, you know, they're not really up from last year per se. Probably this year later, they'll be going up. I don't tell people what to buy or anything like that, because I always say, if you listen to my investment advice, I guarantee you, you will lose money, at least in the short run. But, you know, the fact is, it's very difficult to find any kind of yield on your money. Very hard. But California, through the miracle of financial alchemy, is basically insolvent, and they don't even have a lousy couple hundred million to fix a dam that has 50% of LA's water, right?
Yeah, well, they're asking for, now that I think they're up to, they're asking for $1 billion from Mr. Obama. And I'm thinking to myself,
Mr. Trump.
Mr. Trump. Oh, my God. Yeah. Ex-President Obama. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
That's my new mantra, by the way, on Fridays to get people through the weekend. Yeah. I say, look, you just keep, you know, you get a clear your head and just breathe deep and say, ex-President Obama. You'll feel so much better. You're really well. It's just amazing. But, you know, so we give them money to fix the dams. They don't fix the dams. They divert the money somewhere else. You know, we give them money to fix the roads. They divert that money. And that money was supposed to be untouchable. Okay, so the money that they were taxing us to fix the highways was untouchable, and the only way they could divert it or slash borrow it was by 2/3 of a vote of the legislature. Well, guess who has control of 2/3 of the vote of the legislature? The Democrats. Right. So there's no money to fix the roads. There's no money to fix the dams. There's sure as heck no money to pay the pensions. And that's the other funny thing about it, is you always hear when Mr. I want to call him Governor Moonbeam, but when Mr. Brown speaks, he always talks about how solid the economy is in California, how great things are going. And I'm reading articles about companies that are leaving. I think you have Hardee's out there. I mean, here it's called Carl's Jr. They're moving their headquarters. 9,000 people are moving out of state because they can't put up with the regulations here in California anymore.
Yeah. So companies are fleeing and taking jobs with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I got two numbers. They've taken 3,000 employees with them. We've lost 9,000 companies in the last 5 years out of California, gone to other states.
9,000 companies, Florida, have left the state, huh?
What's that?
9,000 companies have left the state?
They've left the state in the last 5 years. Bulk of them go into, Texas, Arizona, Florida, those areas, you know, and all over regulation. All of it is over, you know, employee and business regulations.
Well, look at the bright side. At least they legalized marijuana, so you will have one industry left.
Well, I would... I was also thinking about, at least it would start to relieve some of the traffic on the freeways, don't you think? Because they're going to be too high to drive. They probably won't even know what car is theirs. And then, and again, there won't be that many people here, especially when you've got a company leaving that's right off the freeway or the highway, and they're going to take 1,000 people with them. That's 1,000 cars that come off the road. I'm good with that.
That's funny.
It's not going to happen, but it'd be great to see CalExit actually happen, where they break away, and I'd give them about 8 months before they realize they can't do it on their own. You know, they couldn't make it happen. They don't really understand. Do you know that California is one of the only, well, it is the only state. It's illegal, but they actually have, is it Russia? They have where do the ambassadors hang out? What do they have? We have a consulate. California has a consulate.
Right. They're doing their own diplomacy. Right?
How do you enter into an agreement, you know, like a country level agreement with another country when you don't have any constitutional right to do so?
Yeah, well, that never stopped them. Constitution is not something they ever really cared about, right?
There was a California legislator about 3 months ago who was given testimony, and somebody had made mention of the fact, it was a Republican legislator, said, you know, that's not constitutional. We can't do that. And he said, well, we're California. We've always done what we wanted to do, and we don't need to follow the Constitution. I'm going, wow. Okay, that sums it all up right there.
Yeah, I love it. I mean,
don't you? It's perfect.
Yeah, they're living, they're inhabiting an alternative universe.
Oh,
they really are. Right.
And yeah. And they believe themselves again. They believe themselves to be so self-righteous that's exactly fine. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
I don't get it, Kerry, but the people let him get away with it. It has to be the people, because we're the only ones that can vote them out.
Well, it looks like they're permanently entrenched now. So,
yeah, you know, but last time they did this, this is great. You're going to get a kick out of this. Last time they did this, they hung themselves again. And what ended up happening is three of the legislators got indicted. One of them for gun running. Leland Yee. I don't know if you remember that conversation.
Yeah, he wanted to sell SAMs to to ISIS, right? Surface to air missiles.
Yeah, but it gets better. This is the guy that was trying to pass some of the toughest gun laws in the country.
Right.
He was trying to get rid of his competition or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Isn't that scary state. that's the way their mind works?
Or it doesn't work.
The laws only apply to everybody else but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. It's really amazing. Well, we're going to have to leave it at that. So just check out Joe's work at therealside.com. And we'll have a link to it in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Any questions, comments about this show or others, send me an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. kl@kerrylutz.com. Twitter feed is @kerrylutz. And the Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Joe, we'll talk to you real soon.
Always a pleasure, Kerry. Thanks for having me on.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.